Dr. Donna Strickland is a well-respected leader in the field of optical physics, but it took winning a Nobel Prize last year for her to get her own entry on Wikipedia. That's because of Wikipedia's notability standard. It's a bar that has helped maintain the so-called Wikipedia gender gap. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stephen Harrison, a columnist for Slate who wrote about the issue. Good morning. Thanks for the time. So,
good morning.
Let's explain this gender gap that we see.
Yes. Well, Wikipedia is an encyclopedia, meaning that it's meant to be devoted to important human information. And so Wikipedia editors have developed this policy called notability, where an article, in order for a subject to merit an article, there needs to be significant coverage of the topic and reliable sources. And the problem is that historically, women and other marginalized groups haven't been as well covered in publications like newspapers and magazines. So there very often isn't this historical record that can be relied upon in order to create a Wikipedia page. And so the policy itself is actually increasing issues with the gender disparity on Wikipedia.
You know, I was just thinking of the project the New York Times has been running for many months now, where they've been going back and writing obituaries for women who never were accorded the honor of an obituary at the time of their death. And so there's some pretty big names on that list.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, one of the women that I talked about in the piece is Margaret D. Foster, who is actually involved in the Manhattan Project, and some Wikipedia editors raised the issue of notability for her Wikipedia page because there were just a few sources about her. But she was, you know, really instrumental in the Manhattan Project, and you know, a lot of us might say she's notable per se for that reason.
Well, this sort of begs the question then, is this notability standard the right standard to use, at least in the way it's been applied up till now?
The argument that I make in the piece is that we do need to have a notability standard for Wikipedia. Wikipedia should not be a place where everyone and their cat can have an entry, but the question is really how that policy is applied, and I think we should take into account the historical circumstances in applying that policy. For some women and historically marginalized groups, just having one source or a high-quality source might be enough to merit notability and to earn an entry in Wikipedia.
What's the reaction been to that suggestion?
The reaction so far, I'd say, has been mixed, but I'd say mostly positive. That this idea that we're actually following the spirit of the law and taking into account historical circumstances and considering how our digital knowledge is made and retained on Wikipedia.
Let's pull back a level, and you know, because you've obviously put a lot of effort into looking at Wikipedia and the quality of what's there. How good is the information on Wikipedia? How well has the site been able to conform to its original goal, which was to sort of create a crowdsourced but high-quality compendium of information?
Well, I think while there have been various studies that show that the quality is mixed, as far back as 2006, Nature magazine ran an article that was talking about how Wikipedia is actually as accurate as Encyclopedia Britannica at the time. I think that the one thing that's come up a lot more recently is this notion that Wikipedia is in some ways the good cop of the Internet. The Washington Post ran a piece on that and made the argument that because Wikipedia is very closely monitored by many of its editors, it actually is very factual most of the time or much of the time.
Let's follow up on that a bit, because virtually everybody uses Wikipedia, but not necessarily everyone understands how it works. So when you talk about editors, how many people are actually seriously on the inside doing that kind of work versus those who contribute or make changes to entries sort of on an ad hoc basis?
Yeah, it's a good question, because just about everybody now uses Wikipedia, whether they know it or not, because it very often comes up in our search results. But only about 100,000 people are what we would consider key contributors or Wikipedians. So it's a much smaller subset of people that are actually working on the site and working to maintain the content.
Thanks for your time this morning. Stephen Harrison's a columnist at Slate who has written about what it may be a gender gap on Wikipedia, the notability standard required for entries to be created on that site apparently has created a dearth of postings for women who have made significant contributions over the years.